Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, we're still more or less in that same situation where just not many, if any, new movies are coming out and going to the theater. And Alice, going forward, I sure hope movie theaters bounce back, but I don't know. It may be people of a certain age that kind of think in terms of going to the movie theater, you know, and this may be, as they say, the new normal of watching it at home.
I'm not sure myself, but I do know that they're talking about releasing some of the big movies during the fall. Yeah. They are talking about it.
Well, good. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. I hope that's true. All right, so there's a couple out that are available online that Alice has seen and would like to tell us about. And one is called Made in Italy with Liam Neeson. And I will say this was the number 5 movie streaming last weekend. So this is doing pretty well at the box office, such as it is right now.
Yes, it's brand new. And Michael Richardson, who is actually, his real name is Michael Neeson, because he is Liam Neeson's son. Mm. But he changed his name in honor of his mother, Natasha Richardson, who died 9 years ago in a skiing accident. Mm-hmm. And this movie kind of has that feel to it a little bit. You kind of get involved in the emotions because it is also about a mother and wife who has died. But it's set in Italy with these British men, the son and father, going back to a villa that was owned by her family. And it's in Tuscany, and it is a beautiful area.
Right.
And the place is in ruins, and so they get together and restore it. The story is pretty predictable, and there's a lot of, but it's the glorious setting. It's like you want to take a trip there immediately when you see it.
Kind of a travel log.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, so this, and the description I read of this said it is a father and son story, and they are Liam Neeson and his actual son?
Yes.
Wow. So that works out nicely, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
That's great. And it's described as a comedy drama. Sounds more like more drama than comedy to me. But
I would say so. It's got some comedy in it. I would call it much more of a drama. It's got a whole emotional edge to it about them facing the fact that that their wife and mother is gone.
Uh-huh.
And that's sort of what the whole thing is leading to at the end.
So. Yeah, and reviews somewhat mixed, but it does have its advocates out there in the reviewing world. So, Made in Italy, and you said now this is available pretty much anywhere online.
Yeah, it's on demand, and you can find it on YouTube and Amazon, a lot of different ways.
Okay, a lot of Liam Neeson fans, and they'll watch it just on account of him being in the movie. We're talking with Alice Reese, and Alice is the Herald Banner movie critic. Now, the other one that Alice is going to tell us about is called Anna, and again, this is a comedy drama, and you can tell us, Alice, how much comedy and how much drama, but Andy Garcia is in this.
Yes, it's pretty balanced. It's a little gem. It's a surprise because I hadn't seen Andy Garcia in a while, and this movie was actually made in 2017, but it's just now been released last week. And he plays a used car dealer in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and it's set during the time right after the Hurricane Maria. And the whole country is suffering, but it's a upbeat story in many ways. But it does have some sadness too. A little girl who's just she's a real find. Her name is Daphne Keene, and she's 11 years old. And her mother gets taken to jail, so he is just a neighbor, and somehow he ends up being in charge of the girl. He wants to take her to her real father, and it ends up being a road trip, driving around the island.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got lots of adventures and some very funny parts too, as I said. But I think they just did a lot of unexpected things. It's not predictable at all.
Yeah, Jean Triplehorn is in this. Haven't heard about her for quite some time.
Yes, she plays a evangelical minister who is bilking people, and the little girl becomes like part of the act.
I see.
That's like it's a funny part too. But it's kind of got a little bit of a criticism of politics as the man involved. He's running for the president or the mayor. I'm not sure what he's running for, but he's involved with this scam too.
Yeah, it's Anna, and it's spelled A-N-A.
Yeah,
This is available pretty much. This is free, and
if you have Amazon Prime, it is free.
If you have
and
Amazon,
I can recommend it really highly. It's again kind of a travelogue, even though the country is in bad shape, it's still a beautiful place.
Okay, so Amazon Prime for that one. All right, well, good. And so there's a couple of new ones to, if you're running out of options, there's a couple of new ones for you. Made in Italy and Anna. Number one movie last weekend at the box office was one called The Tax Collector. Allison, you said you haven't even heard of that one.
Never heard of it.
The Rental was number two, and we talked about that briefly. That's kind of a horror movie. And then something called Peninsula was number three. So
people will usually pay for the horror movies. I guess that's what I've seen. But there are so many online movies. There's thousands.
Oh yeah.
What comes up sometimes is just a surprise.
Sure.
What people buy.
Right.
Or pay for.
That's right. All right. Well, we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line. Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETY.